Report, Bill de Blasio is $2.5 million in debt but living at pricey NYC hotel. By Amy Furr on May 1, 2022. Former Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., and his wife were deep in debt but reportedly staying at an expensive Brooklyn hotel with an indoor pool, restaurants, and beautiful views. The New York Post reported Saturday. After leaving office 4 months ago, de Blasio and Shirlane McRae made a beeline from Gracie Mansion to the swanky New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, where suites run from about $600 to $5,000 a night, and have been staying there ever since while their home in Park Slope, Brooklyn, undergoes renovations, according to hotel staffers and other sources. The hotel was owned by Must Development, whose owners were supporters of de Blasio. Photos showed him inside the building wearing a surgical mask while going up a flight of stairs. Quite capitalistic for a communist, one person said of the images, while another commented, living luxury life from taxpayers and who knows. De Blasio and McRae were reportedly living in a modest suite, but a four-month stay could amount to over $70,000, the Post article said. His $2.5 million in debt also includes $300,000 in legal bills run up 5 years ago by lawyers who defended de Blasio in a probe of his fundraising activities, and another $200,000 plus from long-dormant campaign accounts that owe money, the outlet continued. De Blasio has so far failed to reimburse taxpayers almost $320,000 he apparently owed for misusing his police security detail while still in office. In January 2019, de Blasio pledged to redistribute funds from the haves to the have-nots with several initiatives, Breitbart News reported at the time. Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world, de Blasio stated, adding, plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands. You deserve a city that gives you the share of prosperity that you've earned. In August 2020, de Blasio's wife had 14 staff members paid using a $2 million budget as New York City grappled with budget problems such as being unable to maintain the area's parks or make trash pickups. Meanwhile, Representative Nicole Malliotakis, R. Staten Island, noted the former mayor's current situation brought up questions regarding quid pro quo when it came to Must Development's city contracts. For Bill de Blasio, it was always about himself and his cronies, not average New Yorkers, she asserted.